This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Oh, I love this guy. And I have never seen him in concert. He has been at the top of my list. English musician by the name of Sam Fender. And this is one of his new songs, People Watching. I have had that song on my bumper rotation, in heavy rotation, as they say, Sue, because I use the newer songs more often than, you know, the classic stuff. But you've probably heard that one because I like it so much. And he's on the list for Evolution Festival. The lineup was just announced today. Jeff Jarrett is here, Senior VP and Partner at Contemporary Productions. How are you, Jeff? Welcome back. Good to have you on the show. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Hello, this is Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, Jeff, it's Mark. You're on the air. I wasn't sure if you can hear me there. The lineup announced today, I was just raving about Sam Fender. I'm very excited about Sam Fender and Father John Misty in particular. But why don't you run down the announcement today and when all this is going to happen and all the particulars?
Yeah, those are two of my favorites. Well, first of all, Evolution is going to be September 27th and 28th in Forest Park. It's our third year. We're really excited. You can expect more of the same, you know, pretty eclectic lineup, rock, hip-hop, country, pop, punk, garage, all kinds of things like that. There's three stages. Tickets available right now at evolutionfestival.com.
I'll go down some of the some more of the lineup here in a second, but here's what I'm noticing, and I like this because I am an elitist, Jeff, just to be honest here about things. I love the fact that you now have like a pit pass part of the VIP. So in past years with the VIP at Evolution Festival, you're kind of off to the side of the stage, but in this particular instance, you can pay a little bit more money and you can get in that area right in front of the stage, correct?
Yeah, there's a chance to kind of guarantee you're going to be right up front. You know, of course, someone that buys a GA ticket or a VIP ticket's got every bit of a chance to go into, you know, the front of the stage, depending on how early you get there. But yeah, there's a way to kind of guarantee that and kind of upgrade your experience. Go ahead.
The headliners are Lenny Kravitz and Sublime on two different nights, right? Those would be the main headliners?
Yeah, those are the main ones. Lenny and, of course, Sublime, the reunited version with the original members and Bradley Knowles' son, are headlining both of the nights.
You got Public Enemy.
It gets really interesting with Father John Misty, Public Enemy, Sam Fender, The Hives. That's a lot of stuff I get really excited about.
I was raving about Marcus King earlier because I love Marcus King. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the new documentary. It came out a few months ago, Norman's Rare Guitars, about the guitar shop in L.A. Have you seen that documentary?
I have.
Fantastic. It's really interesting. And there's this video, and I guess I didn't realize this, that guitar shop sort of has a YouTube channel, and they put things like this. But there's this, you know, video of him going in there, Marcus King, when he's like 17 years old, and he just starts wailing on this guitar, and it's unbelievable how talented this kid is. It was like one of those moments where the guys at the guitar shop are like, yeah, this kid's going to be something really special, and in fact, he's turned into that. What else do we need to tell people about the festival? Because food is also a big, important part of the Evolution Festival, Jeff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And then we'll have great, you know, local food vendors. We haven't sorted all of them out yet, but, you know, expect more of the same. I know last year we had Steve's Hot Dogs, and Sugar Fire is a big part of it. So there'll be local flavors, and then we supplement with, you know, great bar packages and sponsor activations. But, you know, really, for me, the music's the main thing. And I'm excited about the bands that play early in the afternoon at 1:15 all the way to the headliners. And we added a third stage last year. It went really well. That's where I put a lot of, like, the punk bands and the garage bands and some of the cosmic country type stuff. And that's going to continue stage three at Evolution for this year.
Yeah, I love the Hives are on the list here. I love Corinne Bailey Ray. Pokey LaFarge, so you got a local flavor there. Maggie Rose is outstanding as well. So thanks a lot for jumping on here. We'll get the word out to people. EvolutionFestival.com. Tickets are available. The big announcement today. But thank you, Jeff. Good luck. I know you guys are so busy, and say hi to Mr. Shankman as well.
I will, Mark. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate it.
All right, take care. Jeff Jarrett, Senior VP and Partner at Contemporary Productions. I'm going to segue into a music story just because I didn't have time to do this earlier, and I thought this was interesting. I happened to see this on Twitter earlier today about this particular song, and I think most people would know this. Moves Like Jagger. You know this song, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Adam Levine was on. He's back on The Voice now. I don't know if you know that. He kind of took a few years off, and he's back on The Voice, so he's more more public than he was in the past couple of years. But he was on Howard Stern's show, and I don't know if the show was this week or today, but the Stern show, I follow them on the ex-Rolly Twitter, and they blasted this video out where where Adam Levine is talking about this song and how at first he wasn't sure if this thing was going to be a hit or like the worst thing that he had ever done in his career. So check this out.
He came to us. He knew our manager. He brought me a song. It was funny because I was like, man, this motherfucking song is either a career ender.
Yes.
Or it's the biggest fucking thing on the planet. I don't know.
You know, Shellback came up with this guitar riff that I thought was like very Maroon 5, you know, it was like in line with what we were doing.
It was very us in that way.
So I was like, okay, that's cool. I'll play that.
It was a huge swing, but we did it, and it, you know, the rest is history.
So that's his guitar player kind of playing the riff there and telling the story. And he says, you know, the rest is history. He tells a little bit more.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous, but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're here.
But it's crazy, though. It's just a huge truck.
It was huge, but I get it. This could have gone horribly wrong.
It's funny. Chris Martin said the best thing ever about Moves Like Jagger when I met him years ago.
This is good.
And it made me laugh so hard, and it was so true because it was just so honest, and I appreciate his honesty so much. He was
Chris Martin, of course, from Coldplay.
Like, it's like, man, when I first heard that song, I hated it. He's like, and then I listened again and again. And he's like, and then I just fell in love with it. And I found that to be so true of this song. It's like, it's almost like when you first hear it, you're like, no, 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 no. But then you kind of, it's like this delicious piece of candy, you know, like you, yep. Once you hear it a few times, you're like, okay, let's just have fun. This is such a great song. Who cares?
I love the fact that he has self-awareness of that.
Yes.
Because I think it is one of those songs that you kind of, you know, enter into, even just because Mick Jagger's name is in the title, and, you know, certainly the dancing and the things that he did in the video were inspired by that. But then it does kind of, you know, get catchy and it's stuck in your head. It's not my, I like Adam Levine quite a bit in Maroon 5. I went out and saw them at a residency in Vegas a couple years ago. But that's not one of my favorite songs, but it's still kind of a catchy pop song. But I love musical history stories.
Yeah,
so I really do.
That's interesting.
Because you have a situation where obviously that could have gone very differently. You know, even the producers or the people behind the song, you come up with a concept, you come up with a riff. How is it going to be produced? I've said this before, too, and this is kind of impossible to really replicate because there'd be too much money involved. But they did this in theory with a bunch of old Bob Dylan songs from the 1960s, where Rick Rubin got together with a bunch of folks like guy from Dawes, who I love, Taylor Goldsmith, and a bunch of others. And they had these lyrics from Bob Dylan from the 1960s that weren't put to, you know, a melody or a song. And Rick Rubin said, okay, you guys go do your best version of this song with these lyrics. And all these artists created different versions of the same song. And then Rick Rubin in the project sort of picked the best versions of those. So it's very, you know, somebody might, Born in the USA is a great example from Bruce Springsteen. Most people know that as a rousing rock song with a bunch of drums, like a rock anthem. Well, the song was actually written as an angry protest song. And it's a very, very dark song. Cyndi Lauper's, you know, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. That's kind of, it's not exactly the most positive song. My friend Greg Laswell has done a very slowed down, you know, version of that. And then I was telling you about this a couple of weeks ago, and I never played it. And I'm going to have to do this without the music here, unless Ethan hears me and wants to put it in there. You know the song by Fastball called The Way?
I don't know.
Never show me the way.
Kinda.
It's like one of the biggest songs that Fastball ever did. And I'm listening to John Mayer's station a couple of weeks ago, and he starts to talk about this song. And I'm doing everyone a disservice here because I don't have the song. But the song starts by saying they made up their minds and they started packing. They left before the sun came up that day, an exit to an eternal summer slacking, but where they were going without her knowing the way. And I'm not going to sing it for you because I'm a terrible singer. So he explains what that song is about is two people who were elderly and had essentially Alzheimer's or were forgetting their way. So it's really, really a sad song. And what I said when I was going to play this a couple of weeks, go ahead and hit it, Ethan. I said I was going to play it and ruin the song for everyone. Here it is. You know this song because it was a big hit in the 80s.
There's no other.
Yeah, you know this. So listen to the lyrics here. Now that you know this about, you know, people that essentially have Alzheimer's.
They made up their minds and they started packing.
Or dementia, if you will.
They left before the sun came up that day. An exit to eternal summer slacking.
But where were they going without ever knowing the way?
But where were they going without ever knowing the way?
Yeah, and then some of the lyrics say they won't make it home, but they really don't care. They wanted the highway. They're happier there today. So it just struck me because I had never, ever heard what that song was about. And, you know, he kind of ruined the song. He even joked about it on his station that he might be ruining the song for people because once you know the deeper meaning, it is a little odd. You'll never hear the song the same way again.
No,
probably,
you won't. That's for sure.
Because you'll start hearing some of it. Anyway, I like...
That's interesting.
Bottom line is
I
like music origin stories because they can be really, really interesting. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with Dwayne Patterson from HotAir.com. He's the host of the Dwayne's World podcast. He's got some very, very interesting, insightful thoughts on the entire tariff situation, on the budget resolution bill, on the big, beautiful bill, and on everything that's happened in Washington this week with the stock market, etc. All these things are intertwined, of course. We're coming back after Fox News. Sam Fender, he's coming to the Evolution Festival. This guy's awesome.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.